The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Nehemiah. The whole people gathered as one in the open space before the water gate. And they called upon Ezra, the scribe, to bring forth the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord prescribed for Israel. On the first day of the seventh month, therefore, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which consisted of men, women, and those children old enough to understand. Standing at the one end of the open place that was before the water gate, he read out of the book from daybreak until midday, in the presence of the men, the women, and the children old enough to understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on the wooden platform that had been opened for the occasion. He opened the scroll, and so that all the people might see it, for he was standing higher up than any of the people. And as he opened it, all the people rose. Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people, their hands raised high, answered, "Amen, amen." Then they bowed down and prostrated themselves before the Lord, their faces to the ground. As the people remained in their places, Ezra read plainly from the book of the law of God, interpreting so that all could understand what he read. Then Nehemiah, that is, His Excellency, and Ezra, the prescribed, and the Levites who were instructing the people, said to all the people, "Today is holy to the Lord your God. Do not be sad. Do not weep." For all the people were weeping as they heard the words of the law. He said further, "Go eat rich foods and drink sweet wines, and allot and drink sweet drinks, and allot portions to those who have nothing prepared. For today is holy to the Lord. Do not be sad in this day, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength." And the Levites quieted all the people, saying, "Hush, for today is holy, and you must not be saddened." Then all the people went to drink and eat and drink, to distribute portions and to celebrate with great joy, as they understood the words that had been expounded to them. The word of the Lord. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. They are more precious than gold, than the heap of purest gold, sweeter also than syrup or honey from the comb. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs, and to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, they come and welcome you. Eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your tongue that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town. The gospel of the Lord. And so today we hear, first of all, we got to pray for vocations. That's the first, in the gospel, pray for the Lord to increase, the harvest master to increase laborers for the harvest. So we pray for vocations of the priesthood and religious life. And we pray for those who are still in it. We just lost a priest a couple days ago, just resigned, 62 years old, which is quite young, is it not? Baby. And so he just quit. That's it. Sent out an email to voicemail to all the people and say, I've had enough. I'm done. Boom. So we got to pray. Second, when we listen to today's first reading, it says they're all weeping and they're all feeling bad. And he sits there and says, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Today is holy to the Lord. Rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. Now, what we usually do is, like yesterday, 1,000 things went wrong for Oktoberfest here. Emergency mode. Everybody's going crazy. We were making, sauerkraut balls last night for everybody's here, and we got to start today. So, Erie people, we need help at noon today. We need you to come and help us make sauerkraut balls. Anyway, so everyone's going crazy. I do it all the time. But that's when we focus on ourselves, when we're focusing on what's going around us. It can make us crazy. Or we can refocus, focus on the Lord, and rejoice in the Lord. Again, rejoicing in the Lord must be our strength. Not focusing on ourselves, focusing on our problems, focusing on all these things. So today we have a choice. Focus on ourselves, on our situation, and the problems, or focus on the Lord. And when we focus on the Lord, we can rejoice. And when we rejoice in the Lord, that will be our strength. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand.